Well, before we welcome the Council of 12, who will help us activate the sixth light packet, I thought it would be important that we talk about the light activations that we have done within our 2000 Light Conference as well as during this past year. There are significant points that I wish to bring up concerning a couple of activations that relate to key teachings that took place in the last four sessions of Ascending Masters, so you can put them in perspective of this present time. We ask you to review all of the light packet activations that have taken place thus far, so that you not only refresh your memory of them, but refresh the energetics that they contained and bring them up to the present time sequence. Now, before I continue with this review, I would like to thank Katriana for the wonderful job that she does in creating summaries. And so the summaries that you were sent were created by Katriana. And we are very grateful for the work that you do for our group. So I wanted to acknowledge her in that way, because she not only does our transcripts that we're very grateful for, but she often makes summaries that are so helpful in reviews. So let us continue here. In our 2020 Light Conference, Lord Metatron talked about the five light packets that we had activated. He said the first four light packets that we activated emanated from a field of awareness, the unified field of human consciousness and physical bodies. The fifth, sixth, and seventh light packets emanate from the quantum field. The fifth, sixth, seventh light packets impact all the other light packets that have been activated. They upgrade and uplift the energetics that they contain. Eventually, you will have one unified massive light packet that you can draw from in your creative adventures within the quantum field. We won't go into each light packet activation until only the few that pertain to current activations. Each light packet activation was important because they each brought us into a much vaster state of consciousness. The ones we want to draw your attention to are the following three activations. The effects of the fourth light packet in the eighth chakra. Notice how the eighth chakra, higher physical mind, can be in more than one location, both in the third triad and in the sacred heart center of the first triad. The eighth chakra, universal mind, has no limits of time or space and is used to create form. This was brought through in August of 2019. This activation, as it is brought into the current time, relates to the epikinetic body and the eka body. Although not activated, the imprint of these bodies has always been in our unified field until our consciousness was developed enough to be aware and to use it. The next activation that we want to draw your attention to is the effects of the third light packet in the sixth strand of DNA. Take a deep breath. It helps maintain equilibrium in our mental-emotional body. It assists in traveling interdimensionally between fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. This relates to the epigenetic body. Both of these activations brought into the present moment. As you do that, you can see how much different states of consciousness benefit you. As you review the light packets that we have activated, pay attention to how they relate to our present state of consciousness. I bet you could find many more relevant energetic meanings to them. So now let's proceed with the most recent light packet activation, as it has relevance to the activation that we will put in place today. The fifth dimensional light packet is a massive light packet, unlike any of the other iterations that you have co-activated. The fifth light packet relates to all light packets, to all light templates that have been activated. The fifth light packet, as well as the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates, emanate from the quantum field, and they affect the DNA strands and the chakras. This fifth light packet affects a human consciousness as well as your soul spirit. This light packet resides in your soul star, where it informs the chakra system of the body, which are spinning vortexes of light. It affects the upper chakras that relate to the light body, and the communication is clear between soul and spirit. The communication into the consciousness that you are spirit using a human body is now a very viable, tangible communication. You realize now, in this state of consciousness, that you are spirit using a vehicle of the human body. Just as you realize your light body is using a vehicle of the Merkaba energy. It's a very tangible difference in the way you view who you are in a body. There is no separation. You are conscious that you are soul spirit using a body. Now let us talk about the eighth strand of DNA that we activated because it relates to your spirit, not so much your physicality. Now that we were going into the spirit of you, that is an unlimited expression of the divine of all that is. You are a replica of that energy. All of the activations that Seating of the Divine participants have participated in up to this moment have affected the soul star and the complete function of that energetic vortex. The soul star is not a chakra. It's an energy field of light that communicates, as you are capable of receiving it, who you are as a divine image of Prime Creator. The soul star begins to awaken your memory codes more extensively and begins to inform your chakras, upper and lower chakras, from the perfection and wisdom of your soul spirit. Your spirit now is a viable communication source to your soul. Your soul then provides a clear path for you to experience your individuality under the direction of your spirit. At this moment, you are drawing from your soul star as well as your light body. great changes are being made in your etheric body. As you are well aware of, the etheric body is your physical body's double. Your physical body has always drawn from the etheric body. And as the etheric body changes into light body, the physical then is able to change at a cellular and molecular level, because the light body has now become your etheric or ka body. It will take 2 more years to fully manifest in your body. You will begin to feel it in this moment. You will begin to notice how you are very different on every level. The 5th, 6th, 7th dimensional light templates are fully functioning. You have equilibrium and healing going on in your mental emotional body, which is your creative mechanism within the body that you occupy. All rifts and divisions are being healed and unified. The teachings of this last year of Ascending Masters of Light, as well as the light packets that were activated, has prepared you to take this next step and begin the activation of the 6th light packet. Take a deep breath. Be present and alert in this moment. And welcome the Council of 12.